Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good.
I was thinking, because the reading we just had from the gospel talked about a door, and it talked about people knocking on the door, I was thinking that maybe some of you could help me out, because I'm thinking about knock-knock jokes this morning. Does anybody know any good knock-knock jokes?
I do.
You know one, Evie?
I do.
All right, let's all listen to Evie's knock-knock joke. Who's there?
Emma.
Orange who?
Orange squeeze.
Orange squeeze? Anybody else know a good knock-knock joke? Let's see. Jackson, you got one? Who's there? Orange? Orange who? Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who? Who's there? I don't think that's how this one goes. All right, here. Sometimes what makes a knock-knock joke funny is because of the way the joke sounds with the word who. So I'll do the knock-knock joke, and you guys all answer me. Ready? Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Cows go.
Cows go who?
No, cows go moo.
Cows go
moo. How about this one? Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Boo. Why are you guys all sad this morning? Boo-hoo. And sometimes with knock-knock jokes, we talk about the person who's actually knocking on the door, and that's what makes the joke funny. So, for example, knock-knock.
Who's
there?
Ben.
Ben who? Ben standing outside this door, and you won't let me in. Knock-knock. Doris.
Doris
locked. I need you to let me in.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's
there? Mikey.
Mikey who?
My key won't work. Please let me in.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce.
Let us in. It's cold outside.
Yeah.
See how that goes? So in our Bible reading that we just heard, listen up, in our Bible reading we just heard, Jesus is talking about how there are people who are knocking on a door. But the door that he's talking about is the door to heaven, the door to God's kingdom. People are knocking on the door. And Jesus says that the door to heaven is a narrow door. Does anybody know what the word narrow means? What do you think, Winnie? It's small, yeah. So a narrow door would be like a really skinny door. And Jesus says that the door to heaven is a narrow door. The reason why Jesus says that is because there is only one way to get through the door to heaven. Does anybody know what that one way is? How do we get through the door of heaven, Ellie? To believe in Jesus. That's right. There are so many other things that some people... I know, Jesus. Isn't that great, Zach? There are so many other ways that some people think will get us to heaven. Sometimes people think that our own good works will get us there. Sometimes people think that believing in a different God will get us there. But Jesus says it's a narrow door, and the only way through is to go through Jesus, to have faith in Jesus. Here's the great thing about the narrow door. Yeah, Jesus, isn't that exciting? So here's the thing about the narrow door.
Songs.
I know, songs about Jesus. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the narrow door. None of us would be able to get through the narrow door on our own. None of us could. But Jesus actually opens that door for us through his death on the cross. Through rising again on Easter, Jesus opens that door, and it stays open for all of us. I know, it's so exciting. So I'm going to tell you one more knock-knock joke, because here comes Mommy. I'm going to tell you one more knock-knock joke. Ready? Knock-knock. Orange. Orange, you glad that Jesus opened the door to heaven for us?
Yes.
All right, let's pray to God, and let's thank him for that. I'm going to have you guys fold your hands and bow your heads, and you can repeat after me. Ready? Dear Jesus,
we thank you
for opening the door
to your kingdom
with your death on the cross.
Help us
to always strive
to enter the narrow door
all our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, thank you guys so much. You can go back and sit with your moms and dads.